With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
At NJ.com, I don't know this guy. Jeremy Schneider is where it is. Somebody, one of you tipped me off yesterday. Somebody sent to me and said, you got to take a look at this. It appeared yesterday. If you tip less than 20%, you're the worst kind of person. There are two types of people in the world. Those who tip their waiters and waitresses 20% of their bill, and jerks. Bottom line, full stop. Oh, he uses the Phil Murphy thing. Full stop. He says he goes after CNBC because they interviewed people. They had people on a video up of how to save $400 a year. And the guy was saying, well, what you should do is tip not based on the full bill, but tip on the pre-tax part of the bill for waiter or waitresses. Now, he feels you're a jerk if you do that, too. And if you tip under 20%, then you definitely are a jerk. And this seems to be a commandment, no matter what the service is. He talks about the fact that he's been a waiter, waitress. Now, I've never been a waiter, waitress, but I did work in a bar. Not bartending, but something sort of related to it. So, you know, that's... close to it, and I realize how hard the work is. He says, not only have I experienced bad waiters, I've been a bad waiter. I took my fair share of flack for messing up orders. When you sit down at a restaurant, you're committing yourself to pay a 20% tip, tax included, to your server, barring exceptionally bad service, like really bad. So he does say that. I don't care if you have to wait a little longer for your food. You don't love your shrimp scampi. Tipping isn't the suggestion, it's the expectation, the baseline. Unless your server was overtly rude to you or did something explicitly wrong, you don't have a reason to not tip 20%. Maybe you've been tipping 15% your whole life and scoff at this. Don't. Peter Post, the managing editor of the Emily Post Institute, which is the guidelines on etiquette people, told the New York Times, we recommend 20% absolutely. If you don't have the money to pay a 20% tip, you cannot afford to eat out, full stop. It's Phil Murphy writing for NJ.com now with the full stop. All right, so 855-839-1210. Is he right? Let's see how this goes, how it breaks down on people that worked in restaurants or male, female. Is he right? And he's saying it's got to be post-tax, not pre-tax. Unless it's something that a jury would say, yeah, that's overtly rude. That's it. You know, if it's just kind of routine service, he's saying, got to be 20%. Would you agree with that? Is that? I think that is the standard. Now, 25 is for exceptional. How long before 25? How did it go from 15 to 20? Who decided that? Who are the arbiters of that? Let's go to John in Fox Chase. John, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning, Dom. Thanks for it's interesting. Another mandate, another shaming.
Yes, that's right. Yes, a jerk. A jerk. Yeah, that's the worst. Yes.
Well, you know, don't mention that. You know, don't wear a hat in the restaurant that anyone else would object to. So anyway, my
it's nice that you worked that in. Yes.
It's like, you know, so the idea is it's a dining experience. A tip. Yeah, I agree that, you know, somewhere between 10 and 20%. I'll be honest, I've had my food thrown in my lap and not even a hello or thank you, goodbye or anything. I've had a lot of, by the way, to my, some millennials are accused of not knowing how to personally engage with people, but I've had some young people be very welcoming, engaging. Right. I pay for that. If the food stinks and they spill it on my lap, as long as the waiter who gets the tip was kind, considerate, friendly, welcoming, and thank you. So they get a good tip. The food can be terrible. The atmosphere can be terrible. I'm tipping the waiter.
That's a good point, and that's all they have to do is that sort of approach. You're exactly right. You almost feel they're working in a bad place. John, there was even a study done of putting a happy face, a smiley face, on the back of the check and thank you from the waiter or waitress. That resulted in a bigger tip. Yeah.
Oh, it actually has done. So I've tipped anywhere from 10% to 30%, 35%.
Wow, that's extraordinary. Yeah.
That person, well, it might be 35% on a $10 tip or something for coffee, breakfast. And
right.
But the diner, but if the person was nice and engaging, it was a pleasant experience, I'll give them $5 on a $10 tip or on a $10 bill. But the point is, when they throw it on my lap and say, sir, is there anything more you're in my, let's just clear this table for the next person.
Right.
That, and I'm not going to tip them well. They might get 15%, but no more.
Gotcha, John. Gotcha for that. That is a good tip. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210 and you get in. So is 20% the standard? It's the jerk standard that you're below that. And he's saying 20%, don't be trying to listen to CNBC telling you the idea that you can tip on the pre-tax, not the post-tax. Tipping, though. Never call me before. You can jump in right now. Is 20% in your view mandatory unless something is really, really bad in the procedure? Like the last caller, Johnson, that the person is just completely apathetic. But if they're hustling, if they're trying to please... I'll tell you the only thing, and I can't do anything with Roe on this. I just can't. I would prefer you not tell me about all the specials. I'll give you a signal. I know it may be mandatory. I feel for the waiter, waitstaff, particularly if they have all this memorized. Roe, oh, we got to hear them, no matter how long. Order, Roe. I want to order. I've come here because I'm hungry. I don't want to wait anymore. Let's not go through the specials. You're not going to get that. We all know that. Stop it with the specials already.
Well, hold on. My question is, would it be at restaurants that you have never been to? This is the first time you've been there. You don't know what the specials are. You still say, no, we don't want to know?
I will tell you, I don't remember the last time I had a special because I have a good sense. I know what I want to eat.
I mean, I agree. I would say 95% of the time, I don't go to the specials when they present them. But at the same time, might spur my interest. I don't have a mind, especially because I'm actually, the fact that they remember all this stuff.
Well, look, I'm impressed with that. I feel it's a burden on them to have to say it. So it depends upon the waiter, waitress, if they're showing off and they're doing this and they're that. And
I understand. I get it.
I try to freeze my face and just look at it like I'm trying to tell you, I realize this burden. I feel for you. Okay, do it. But I'm trying to relieve you of it by saying, you don't have to go through this.
Ask if you want to hear the specials too. Like if that's the first question. Do you want to hear our specials tonight? No. All right.
Yeah,
then
I know.
Don't.
But Ro immediately is jumping in
because
there before
Ro says yes. Then
she thinks it's a kindness. If you're a waiter, waitress, is it a kindness to make you do the specials? Just let me resolve that today, and I'll take it home, so that I can cross this off the list. Just order, please. Stop it. Stop it. All right, let's go to Paula. Paula's in Raleigh, North Carolina, with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Paula.
Hi. So my first time calling, I'm on the road.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And so my daughter is 18, and she is going to be attending Princeton University coming up. So she's a smart girl.
Mm-hmm.
Make some money now. She works at Starbucks at a barista and loves it. And she's also a waitress at Hooters.
Wait a minute. She's a waitress at Hooters. How do you feel about that?
It took me a while to get over it. But she's beautiful, friendly, and provides great service. She has had restaurateurs go in there and say, we've been watching the floor and you're the best waitress here.
Well,
so
look,
I'm
glad to hear you say that because I never thought the Hooters outfit was that risque at all.
I'm not crazy about it, but it is what it is. And she's, making money. And I'm proud that she found two jobs where she clocks in, clocks out, saves money, and she, got into Princeton. So, but the reason I'm calling is they do not, on their check, at the bottom of the check, sometimes you go to restaurants and they'll put you know, what the percentage is for 15, 18, 20%. Well, Hooters doesn't do that. They also don't do the, if you're a party of eight or more, automatic 18%.
Oh, they don't do
have
that.
Any
okay.
of that.
Right.
No. So every shift, she gets at least one, sometimes multiple people that don't tip at all. And
well, now, wait a minute. Stop you here. Okay, I'm not saying, but Hooters strikes me as, even though I don't find the outfits to be risque,
right.
You know, the mentality of people that go, say, to a strip club, they would
right.
seem to be big tippers. So the same mentality to the typical Hooters
okay.
customer, you would think they would be too, right?
Okay, well, the difference is this Hooter is in a hotel casino environment.
Okay.
So you have the people that, and the food at Hooters is cheaper than, you know, some of the sandwich places at this hotel casino.
Sure.
So that's why she gets, you know, family members, retired people, like all over the board. So I've gone in there since she started working, and, you know, when I go visit her, I will go and see. And it's remarkable. It's just really nice to see a variety of customers. But she will have sometimes, you know, tables of, you know, eight people. Their bill is over $200. They bought alcohol. They will tip like $10. But
oh,
yet
man.
Now she has to tip out the bartender.
Right.
And there's times, you know, people will come in. And I was there.
Wait a minute. Were you ready to do an intervention?
No, I'm like, it is what it is. Keep your mouth shut.
Right.
And at the end of the night, the people who do tip, you know, 20% makes up for the people who
I'm
did
glad
it.
To but- hear. That's a good approach to it. You know, there's the Sopranos approach. You may remember what happened. Paulie and the boys were showing Christopher the ropes, right? It was an AC. He didn't have the money for a tip. I wish I could remember. I bet somebody knows the exact amount. It was like a $2,000 bill. Paulie is trying to attract women by ordering shrimp cocktails, you know, and lobster. Have some more lobster. Christopher doesn't have the money, so he tips almost nothing. The guy confronts them as they're walking out. And you know what happens? The guy ends up not so good as they flee Atlantic City. By the way, Hooters, we talked about it one year, Mother's Day coming up. They have a Mother's Day special, Hooters. Exactly the place you want to take mom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.